Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday, and we're digging even deeper into Azure Search. Now we're going to do search suggestions.
That's right. So we're going to take a closer look at this search box and see what we can do to make it more effective in your mobile and web applications.
You know, today with social media and 3D and all the kind of virtual reality, people take for granted that the greatest thing that I ever saw in 1994 was when I went into Quicken and I started to type, and they auto-completed. That was the height of technology in the early 90s, and the young people don't appreciate.
That's right, kids today.
Kids today, they don't appreciate how amazing that was.
That's right.
And now you're going to show me in like 10 minutes that I can do it like that.
That's right. So what we're going to be using is Azure Search, and what I'm taking is this Twitter Type Ahead library that you can download from GitHub, and it's super great because like in the search box, it makes it really nice to make a really great looking search box, and I can type in for my NHL teams like Toronto Maple Leafs and bring back NBA teams. And you see here how nice it is. You can format all kinds of different HTML. So it's a great starting point to make your search box look nice, but there's a lot of things that come into search suggestions that a lot of people don't think of. So for example, handling spelling mistakes, you know, finding that and not getting the results you need, or pointing people to items that you think make most sense for them. And that's where Azure Search really helps power the back end to this.
Now, when you were typing there, of course, this is the demo on Twitter. Of course, it's happening instantly. Is Azure Search fast enough to keep up with my typing?
Yeah, so in this case, in these samples, they have them as JSON documents. And it works quite effectively for small sets of data. But the thing is that what happens when you start getting into millions or hundreds of millions of items that you need to potentially search over. Yeah. You know, it's not a realistic example, whereas Azure Search allows us to power it regardless of your content size, really.
That's amazing. I want to see it.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we'll switch over, and I'm just going to create my index. In the previous examples, we've been using this trails, set of trails. And the only difference that I'm going to be adding now is this thing called a suggester. And let me just zoom in here so you can actually see this. So what we can do is we can add a suggester, and this is a thing that we're going to call from the code. We're going to say, I want to do suggestions based on this suggester called SG, and we can do something called infix matching, which is something that allows us to say, as you're typing, it doesn't matter where the word is. If that word is in the middle of your term, we can find it. And actually get those results back.
I've heard that word infix, like prefix, postfix, and infix. Is this talking about being in between? It's appearing within a word.
So it's actually at the start of the word.
It's the start?
Yeah, so if you have the quick brown fox and you start typing quick, you can still find that result as a suggestion and bring it back really, really quickly.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and so over here was we just say, let me just zoom over.
Just move the mouse to the right.
There we go.
So you're going to do autocomplete on name and county.
That's right. And the thing is that you probably don't want to do search suggestions over a description, right? Something that's too long. But something like a name or the county of that trail would be a good example of a candidate for an auto-suggest field.
Oh, I see. So by telling Azure Search about that ahead of time, you're doing whatever magical indexes in the backyard to prep for that kind of typing.
Exactly. And we actually create some sub-indexes so that we can actually bring back those results really, really quickly based on how you configured it.
Again, the type of thing that would take me weeks and weeks and weeks that I just add one line of JSON to my configuration for my index.
And you're done.
Could I change my index once I've created this part? Could I come back?
So some of the things that we can do, so for the tuning of your index, you can absolutely do that. But this is the type of thing that requires us to re-index. So it is something that you do at design time. We'll be looking at ways to make this additional after you create it. But for right now, you have to do that when you first create the index.
Okay, and then I could just, of course, put my stuff back in and it'd be all set. It wouldn't be a huge deal.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm going to send this in.
All right.
And then I'm just going to re-upload my documents.
All right.
Take the documents, load them in. These are the 450 trails we had seen before. Exact same data set.
Okay.
Only thing is that we just not only loaded it, but we also did all the things for the suggester.
Okay.
So we can use it. So let's look at, through code, how we're going to do that. So what I have here.
Let's make this a little bit larger.
Oh, thank you. So if we look at the code that we have here, this is an MVC application, mm-hmm. and it's very, very simple. I'm leveraging the Typehead library mm-hmm. that we're just looking at. I'm going to add in my HTML with my search box. And then all we do is we use this capability within the Typehead library called Bloodhound that just takes whatever they type into that search box mm-hmm. and passes it as a query parameter. We're going to call the suggest function within our home controller, I should say. And we can add in a couple of different parameters. And so let's just...
And is that firing as you type? Like every... Is this
every
rapid
single character?
Fire? Like
yeah.
That.
And the nice part about the Typehead library is it handles the timing quite effectively. So it doesn't matter if you're typing one character or, you know, a whole many. So it can pass those up and asynchronously bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then once we get the result back, what we can do is there's a component in Typehead called handlebars that allows me to take the results and put it into this search box as takes the name, right. formats that, puts a strong tag.
It's a client-side template.
Elevation. Exactly. So we can just apply that.
Okay.
So that's a look of it. Let's quickly take a look at the home controller.
Yeah.
And see as it's receiving it. So it's receiving the query string. We'll see in a second what fuzzy matching is.
Okay.
And then it's going to call the suggest function. And all we do is just like before, we formulate the URL. This time we're making a call to the suggest API.
Mm-hmm.
We're using that suggester we just created.
Oh, I see, by name. You happen to yep. call yours SG. I can call mine whatever I want.
Whatever you like.
All right.
And so we're bringing back only the first 10 suggestions we find. And along with that, I'm sorry, we can bring back the additional fields. So we can bring back more information on
it. So even though you're only doing fuzzy on, it's not fuzzy, even though you're only doing infix searching on name and county, you're doing a projection of the things you want returned.
Projection is exactly right.
All right.
So let's run this and see how this works.
I'm kind of in my mind, I'm architecting this also that if this became a really popular feature for my application, I might have it have its own, I mean, I would have that controller maybe be in its own place, or maybe I even have its own separate web API. Like if
You're
I
right.
were running,
that's a really good point.
If I were running a large, popular Northwest bookstore of some kind, mm-hmm. On a superior cloud, I would probably have a whole machines dedicated to handling this.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so I can start typing in things. Like if I want to find them, let me type in something that's like.
You have to touch the one that's actually there.
That's actually there. So we typed in rattlesnake so that I can bring back results. You know, it's not super pretty. One of the nice things is that, you know, you might want to include a thumbnail URL in your search box so that when you get this back, it then makes a call to bring back your thumbnail image maybe from blob storage or
right.
somewhere else.
And the thing that it's really nice, a way to do that would be to just have the name of the image be the ID of the thing.
Exactly.
And it would, the browser would do the work. I think what I would do is put a map over here. And as I'm typing
automatically refresh it. That's
and this
point.
Is the kind of thing where we've got the Lego bricks
to do
at the cloud scale to do these things where yeah. when you imagine something like that, this isn't going to take a week to prototype. This will take something you could do over lunch.
You could, yeah. It's super quick. And just a final thing I'm going to show you here. Let's say that I misspelled it. I thought rattlesnake was spelled R-E-T-L-E. Well, you see here, I just completely didn't find any results.
Right.
To allow us to do that in the search, all you do is you say, I want to do infix or fuzzy matching.
Fuzzy matching.
So I'm going to say true. And if you recall back in the suggestion, we just say, am I going to be doing fuzzy search?
Right.
Yes or no? So now when I type in something, even if I make slight spelling mistakes, I can still find those results. So let's give that a try again.
And now, is that specific to English, or is that just a math thing?
No. So one of the things that we'll see in a little while is that when you're actually doing it across languages, we can handle things very effectively.
Hmm.
So there we go. So we actually, I misspelled rattlesnake, but we still get a result back.
Very cool.
Great.
That's really neat.
Thanks.
We're digging deeper into Azure Search here on Azure Friday.